It's time in our program to talk with Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor and publisher of Michigan Technology News, MI Tech News, which is a free service that we'll talk about more in just a moment. But first of all, let's welcome Mr. Brennan. How you doing, sir?
Wonderful. I'm sitting on the back deck, just finished a Cohiba. You know, once we get done here, I'll probably have an adult beverage. Life is good.
I tell you, you folks in West Michigan, get all that sand out there in the water. Well.
It's God's country.
We got a bit of that here on the east side of the state as well.
At least it's sunny.
Well, let's talk about some of the headlines that you've got out there to let people know a little bit about MI Tech News. And folks, that's why we go through these headlines, is to give you a little flavor of the kind of things, the breadth of things that you'll find in MI Tech News. Free, delivered to your email address every week. Mike, let's talk about what the headline I saw caught my eye was Michigan's legislature drops the ball, a major road fix program.
Yeah, I try to stay out of politics mostly because it's like a landmine field for me, you know. But this I'm weighing in on this because I drive all over the state. And Southeast Michigan has by far the worst roads, I mean, because of all the traffic. But, yeah, unfortunately, nothing's going to happen. Everybody's afraid they're not going to get reelected this fall or something or other, and then you got these real hardcore element in the in the legislature that doesn't want to raise any taxes whatsoever. And they came up with three or four plans. All of them were pretty good, but didn't go anywhere.
They decided to walk away from that and take their summer vacation. Heaven help us.
I guess.
All right, another title, another headline here was Automation Alley and Grand Circus are hosting a hackathon on July 11th. That should make Ed happy. He's an old hacker.
Yeah, well, it's a 24-hour hackathon. They're going to build an app for the Detroit Public Library.
Oh.
And the winners are going to get some kind of cash prize. They haven't really set out much yet. But seating is limited to 100, and registration closes July 9th, so it's 3 weeks away or so. So if you got to get in quick because that 100 seats are going to go fast. So.
By the way, that's a good example of the kind of headline, folks, that you'll find on MI Tech News, where it's not just about things are happening in the news, but opportunities that you have as well.
Well, and the nice thing is Mike really knows a lot of these people, like the Grand Circus folks, and what they're doing for you know, for Southeast Michigan, but all of Michigan, really, and the Midwest. And, you know, Mike really can get to the bottom of and to the story behind the headlines.
And we were just talking in the break, Mike. We have been talking with Josh Linkner, who is a jazz musician.
And Mike knows very well.
Yeah,
I was listening in, actually.
Yeah.
I was listening. So.
And it was interesting to hear the whole notion of how people coming from very different approaches, like hackers, can actually really help the state business environment, do things a different way. Step out of the box and do things in a different way. Hey,
well,
Mike, let's go ahead.
They certainly think differently.
Yep.
I mean, I know I'm very familiar with how they operate, and they're getting very, very good. So,
it's an excellent example, folks, of the kind of things you'll find at MI Tech News if you follow with it on it every week. You'll find a hard news item like about the Michigan legislature, and then you'll also find things like opportunities that are out there for you to go to a special meeting. Venture capitalists who are looking for businesses to support out there, or networking opportunities for you if you happen to be a business person. All of that kind of thing is in MI Tech News.
And, you know, I saw one here, Mike, where you're talking about the registration is now open for the Michigan site. Cyber Luncheon Series, June 25th here in Detroit.
It is. That's a really good one. It's kind of a mini version of the annual one that we all went to, in October, I think.
That's right. And that sold out quickly, and this one will probably do the same, right?
Yeah, it's moving so fast now. Anything to do with cybersecurity, it's hard to keep up with because it's measures and countermeasures, and everybody's getting really good at this. So if you don't have your head in the game, you're going to have a lot of problems.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. A lot of problems.
Well, that futuristic novel about cyber stiletto that you and Richard Stephen
wrote. All the stuff we wrote about 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's all true now.
It's kind of scary. We can't call it a futuristic novel anymore. It's the real thing. It's happening out there. Well, folks, if you want to get in on these kind of headlines delivered to you every Friday, absolutely free, and there's many, many more headlines that are there, plus contacts, you'll find also our podcasts are there. You can have access to them through MI Tech News, and also some special interviews that are done. You'll have access to them as well. And serialization of the Stiber Stiletto book is on there as well. So lots of things coming to you absolutely free. And how do you get hold of that? Simply go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and you'll see Mike's smiling face there, and hit the subscribe button. And it'll just require of you your email address and permission to send you those headlines free for nothing. So please do that today. InternetAdvisor.net, and just hit the subscribe now button. Let's wrap things up here with somebody, Gary, that you and I have had on the air here with us before. Matter of fact, his offices were right near me in Royal Oak. Livio's founder, Jake Siegel, is going to be giving the keynote at the GLEQ Business Plan Awards on June 17th, coming up very quickly.
That's right.
Yeah, and this year Diane's done a new wrinkle. She's got it at Eagle Crest the morning of the Michigan Growth Capital Symposium starting. And in the afternoon, there'll be hundreds of venture capitalists and angel investors there. Probably some of those will filter in to observe the pitches by some of these companies. So that was a great stroke on the part of Diane, because normally she had that as a separate event in East Lansing, but not this year.
And so, by the way, that Eagle Center is beautiful out there in Ypsilanti, just off of I-94. Mike, thank you so much for these headlines and many more, and for the opportunity for us to tell people about MITechNews.com, and simply go to InternetAdvisor.net and hit that subscribe button for free. You get all that delivered to you on Fridays. Mike, thanks, and have a great weekend.
I'll do my best. Thanks, guys.